WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. A major announcement on border security and the government shutdown made this afternoon by President Donald Trump. It comes as the shutdown enters its fifth week as the impasse over border wall funding continues. The White House has not given any details about what the president will be announcing today. Meanwhile, Democrats still don't want a wall, but they say they are willing to spend hundreds of millions for new immigration judges and improvements to ports of entry from Mexico. BuzzFeed's editor standing by a story accusing President Donald Trump of telling his former attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about a Moscow real estate project. The article also says Cohen told special counsel Robert Mueller about the president's instructions, but Mueller's office says some of the information in the article isn't true. BuzzFeed editor Ben Smith.
I think the special counsel could immediately make clear what in the story he's disputing that would make it easier for everybody to stand it up, but we are very confident in the reporting.
The president tweets, quote, "Remember, it was BuzzFeed that released the totally discredited dossier paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the Democrats as opposition research on which the entire Russian probe is based." More winter weather's on the way. Meteorologist Kevin Witt with the National Weather Service says no advisories in D.C. and some of the immediate metro area.
Just because we're not in an advisory, that it won't be a little bit messy out there today as the snow and sleet starts accumulating in some roads. And also a little bit of freezing rain is definitely a possibility.
Worse weather expected in Howard, Montgomery, Loudoun, and northern Fauquier counties, where a winter weather advisory goes into effect at 10 this morning. Furloughed feds and contractors who aren't getting paid during the shutdown can get free food from the Capital Area Food Bank today at pop-up markets at 8 Giant and Safeway stores.
Last weekend was the first weekend that we actually held these markets, and the demand was significant.
Food Bank President Radha Muthiah says last weekend more than double the number of people they expected turned out. Markets will be set up today from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. By the end of the month, high school students in Howard County can get free condoms just for asking.
We're not trying to force any position on any family's values.
But health coordinator Carrie Wagaman says cases of sexually transmitted diseases have more than doubled in 10 years, and the school system's acting now to keep students safe. Condoms will be kept in the school nurse's office.
They will be told, you know, during their ninth grade health class that the condoms are available there, and then there will be signage in the health rooms.
And they'll be handed out, no questions asked. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Caps lose to the Islanders in a 2-0 shutout. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Big storms or small, weekends or weekdays, depend on the WMAL Storm Center.
A winter weather advisory has been issued.
Slow, steady accumulation of snow throughout the night.
Everything you need to know is right here.
Every single public school system in the D.C. region is closed.
Well, we're seeing a good accumulation.
The roads certainly can be dangerous.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center.
Get a complete list of closings and delays.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. No wonder more than 25,000 traders trust Vantage Point to help navigate market turbulence. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
It's 7:05 on WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like delays have eased out on northbound 395 with the construction picked up between the Beltway and Edsel Road, so no more construction to worry about there, and delays have eased. Now, in the district, due to the Women's March, some street closures are now in effect, including 13th Street. That closed between Pennsylvania Avenue and F Street Northwest, and Pennsylvania Avenue is closed between 14th Street and 15th Street and from 12th to 14th Street due to the Women's March. That will remain in effect till 4 o'clock. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today in D.C., a chance of rain, snow, and sleet. Tonight, rain, a temperature high of 43 degrees. Tomorrow, rain early, then temps falling to around 26 in the late afternoon. Wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low around 10. Could feel like negative 8 with wind chill. Right now, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you got to visit my friends at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge, Virginia during their end-of-the-month sales event. Tremendous savings on end-of-model year F-150s where you can save more than $11,000 on select models. Wow! Now is a great time to buy a four-wheel drive vehicle from Coles Parkway Ford. You can buy a Ford anywhere, but Coles Parkway Ford is committed to your complete satisfaction with 4 consecutive President's Awards. Exclusively now for WMAL listeners, get a $500 savings certificate toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle just for mentioning WMAL. That's right, $500 exclusively for WMAL listeners. Coles Parkway Ford has one of the largest selections in the area, and they're going to meet or beat any advertised price. If you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much. Visit Coles Parkway Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online at COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W. Remember, if you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
Now, a Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update, and if you kind of tuned out early on Friday because of the holiday weekend coming up, a lot of people got out of work early. Well, a lot of things happened after work yesterday, and we'll catch up on them right now with John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning. Great to have you with us.
What a morning it is.
Major media outlets reporting the latest bombshell, which may become a bust. It was from BuzzFeed. Their headline, President Trump directed his attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about the Moscow Tower project. In the first graph, President Trump directing his longtime attorney, according to two federal law enforcement officials involved in an investigation of the matter, they remained unnamed. Well, the real bombshell hit when a spokesperson for special counsel Robert Mueller's office, Peter Carr, disputed aspects of the news report, issuing a statement. BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. That from the special counsel's spokesperson. John, put that in perspective for us.
Inaccurate is lawyer lees for baloney. The fact is that Robert Mueller did not want to be distracted from his actual substantive investigatory work by a claim that he clearly is calling frivolous. BuzzFeed, which has crossed the line before, did so once again with this story. And this is something, Rick, that all reporters have to face. When one receives rumors or half-truths, does one run with it and get the scoop early on, or does one hold until there is corroborating evidence or a second opinion? There's an old saying from the Vietnam War, half-truths hurt more than no truths at all. And in this case, the apparent half-truth was that the President of the United States directed Michael Cohen his attorney and former friend, to commit perjury before a grand jury. This has been making considerable buzz, if you'll pardon the pun, for days online. Robert Mueller, in effect, put it to rest Friday night. And I have a feeling BuzzFeed will challenge him on this, say, what did we say was wrong? But no one is going to go there again. This story is dead in the water.
Now, John, what was so troubling to me is not only that BuzzFeed would publish it, but the major networks spent the first 4 or 5 minutes of their morning newscasts and evening newscasts, for that matter, and the pundits and the Democrats basically had the president impeached by the end of the day.
And it was rivaling the president's jousting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the overriding issue of when and how the government will reopen. And once again, it must have been important enough for Special Prosecutor Mueller to speak out in the manner that he did and put it to rest.
The shutdown. The president will speak later on this afternoon. He is going to be making a major announcement. And in the speculation game, what do we think that's going to be?
You know where I'm coming from on this. A week ago on Tuesday, when the president made his first ever televised address from the Oval Office, I predicted, and did so on Newsmax TV and other venues, that he was going to declare a state of national emergency. I even had interviews with people on just how he would proceed and where the trouble he would face in implementing it would come, notably from 2 of the 4 governors of the states in which the wall is going to be built. None of that came to pass. All that research was not needed until now. At 3 o'clock today, the president is likely to say he's declaring an emergency and will begin dipping into other sources for military construction under the section of U.S. Code 2080 that permits the building of military sites by removing money for other construction. If that is the case, then he can sign legislation to reopen the government, and he can end his arguing with Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer and do it with the governors of California, Gavin Newsom, and of New Mexico, Michelle Grisham.
Does that put him in a position to take a victory lap, or is he still going to be taking the blame, you know, from the American public because he said right off the bat, blame it on me?
The American public blames him, or I should say nearly half the public in most polls affixes the blame to him. Democrats, on the other hand, usually get 20 to 30% of the blame, and there's always a roughly 20% of the electorate who are not affected, have no opinion, or don't care. The fact that he knows this group out there has not been affected and will not hold any judgment against him is Donald Trump's ace in the hole for what he does. Before, when he kept the government shut or was blamed for it, this group really didn't care because it wasn't feeling it. It won't care if he declares a national emergency. So he's playing to his supporters and to those who are neutral in the entire back and forth between the president and Congress. My guess is, based on the history, that no shutdown has ever come back in an election to hurt president or congressional leaders. He's fine.
You know the players on Capitol Hill. You know the egos.
Oh, do I?
How mischievous was it for the president to cancel the speaker's trip abroad 30 minutes before they were departing for Joint Base Andrews?
A Democrat once described Donald Trump to me as a street kid from Queens, and essentially that's what Pelosi was playing with. The gentlelady from San Francisco originally said that the president could not deliver the State of the Union address January 29th from the traditional chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives because, due to the shutdown, she couldn't guarantee his security. I'm not going to question the veracity of the speaker, but let's say I was a little hard-pressed to find people who really believed that was the case. This was the president's response to her. And quite frankly, most people did not know that the speaker would be unable to negotiate with the president because she had more than a week in Brussels and Afghanistan. Now, one can say meeting leaders of the European Parliament or visiting troops in the combat zone is serious business. But now we know the rest of the story, why she was not able to negotiate with the president. She was not going to be away. Presumably, the speaker will sit down since her schedule's changed, and she can talk with the man at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi. That's coming up next. We'll get his read on Attorney General coming in. Fascinating testimony on Capitol Hill. That's next. First off, traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WML Traffic Center.
395 now moving well from Springfield headed towards Edsel Road, where the earlier construction has been picked up. No delays continuing to the 14th Street Bridge. Now, there are some road closures in effect for the Women's March that's happening today. Right now, 13th Street is closed from Pennsylvania Avenue to F Street, and Pennsylvania Avenue is closed as you head from 12th Street all the way to 15th Street in Northwest. These closures will be in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance of rain this afternoon, a high of 39 in D.C., overnight lows 38, but tomorrow will be up to 49 degrees with morning showers, but by overnight, the temperatures drop to 11 degrees. We'll be cold on Monday, highs only to 22, sunshine back in the picture on Tuesday with a high of 33, up to 49 on Wednesday with rain. 36 right now, we're going up to 39, and it's 7:17 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi. He's White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. The president's nominee for Attorney General, William Barr, spending 2 days on Capitol Hill in hearings. Any problems for him, or does he pretty much breeze through, even though Chuck Schumer says he's not going to vote for him?
Look, I find it amusing to find Democrats saying they're not going to vote for William P. Barr for Attorney General. He was confirmed almost unanimously a quarter century ago when George H.W. Bush named him to the job. He did quite well in his hearings, judging from introducing his lawyer wife and lawyer daughter to the Judiciary Committee and the television audience, sending a very subtle but clear message that the law was the Barr family business. He handled questions about, quote, my friend Robert Mueller, unquote, very well, and said he would not be bullied or ordered to do things that were against his conscience. Look, whatever Chuck Schumer says, Bill Barr is going to be coming back to at 68, his old job, and thus interrupting a very comfortable and idyllic retirement. No one really has anything against this nominee, and he may well set the bar for future Trump appointees, people who can get confirmed by the Senate.
John, there's so much in the news these days about the youth movement in the Democratic Party and on the progressive side, but there was a march in Washington on Friday that showed a different side of youth in this country.
It certainly is. And if I saw any common denominator with people I interviewed during the 46th annual March for Life, it was the crowd keeps getting younger and younger. And I interviewed a number of people, including a group of college students from the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, in Brockton, Massachusetts. To a person, they're a lot more direct than their elders. They believe abortion is murder and it's a sin, and they wanted to stand in solidarity with people who agree. We hear so much about drugs, one young lady told me, and about other bad things, but here we have solidarity and an agreement that abortion is wrong and has to be stopped. This is a message from somebody who has yet to experience life, but is already having her views formed, and she was not afraid to demonstrate them in cold Washington yesterday.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, and as I always say, it's never boring.
7:21, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and thanks to EMP 180, I lost 40 pounds, and I'm feeling great. EMP 180 will empower you to a healthier, happier new year and new you. Listen, with EMP 180, you're going to keep the weight off, lose weight, gain muscle, live a longer, healthier life, no matter how many times you've tried to lose weight and failed. Here's some great news. EMP 180 is unique. EMP 180 is the standard of nutritionally based weight loss in the Washington, D.C. area because it works. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change that makes everything better. EMP 180 offers incredibly personalized service, utilizing an entire team dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. Want to look and feel the way you used to? Want to fit into those old great jeans? Want people to see you and not the weight? Trust me, EMP 180 is your answer. For a consultation in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and Ashburn, call 855-888-0180 or visit emp180.com or Google EMP 180.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three just $19.99. Whoa! Only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three, just $19.99. Whoa, only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store.
Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and there's been a lot of talk about advances in technology recently. And sometimes when we look at certain things like medical procedures, it's not exactly your mother or father's medical procedure anymore. There's been so many improvements when it comes to surgical techniques. We're joined by Dr. Mark Whitten. He is the founder and medical director at Whitten Laser Eye, and he's been performing surgery for more than 30 years, one of the leading ophthalmologists in the country. Dr. Whitten, good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
A couple of notes. Of course, you did laser surgery on Tiger Woods.
It's actually his 20th anniversary of successful laser surgery, and he's still seeing pretty well.
Well, what's interesting is that when our parents would go in for cataracts, there was a certain procedure and a certain recovery period, and it was kind of limited to cataract surgery. But now my understanding is you're able not only to do, if it's a cataract, you can also correct vision, and even you're correcting reading vision problems these days?
So years ago when, and unfortunately I'm old enough to have done years ago, when I was doing cataract surgery, We were happy if we got a reasonable result with those thick glasses, the Coke bottle glasses that people would wear at the time, and that made everyone reasonably happy. But because of technology, we've moved on to using lasers for cataract surgery, to having implants that go into the eyes that allow people not only to see in the distance but also to read without glasses. So you can have multifocal vision after cataract surgery, and it's safer now because of the use of lasers. It's become not your mother or father's cataract surgery, and not your mother and father's vision correction. So it's been quite a change over the last 30 years in the ability for people to see, and the quality of their life has improved dramatically.
So when you start to find that change in your vision and you go and you get the 1.25 readers and then you move on to the 1.50, you get up to the 2.0s, take cataracts out of the equation. If you have reading vision problems, what are the opportunities or choices for you these days?
So years ago, we started doing LASIK, and LASIK helped your kids see better for distance because we treated nearsightedness, and then we went on to treat astigmatism, which had to do with the shape of the eye not being perfect, and we would fix that also. But over the years, we've been looking for that solution for the over 40 crowd, the people who need to pick up the cheaters at the drugstore. And recently, we've been using the laser in a different type of way so that we can actually help people read now and not lose their distance vision. It's a combination of both doing distance and reading vision in eyes that have allowed people, after we make sure they're good candidates to do it, to feel good about their reading vision and, in general, reduce their need for those cheaters. People are so frustrated because they've always had perfect vision, and those that haven't had perfect vision, now they're having to put on glasses that they never had to put on before. And new technologies now with the use of the laser have allowed us to do this.
So you have the new technology to do these things. How about the procedure? What's different about the procedure time, the recovery time?
So that's the other good news, of course, is that this is a type of LASIK. So the procedure is about 15 minutes. It's not a painful procedure. And then the next morning when you wake up, you're not using glasses. So this is a different way of doing LASIK that we've developed to be able to help people read a little better in one eye and help people see in the distance a little better in the other eye. But the fact that we're no longer having these huge differences between the eyes allows them to blend their vision together, and most people are great candidates to do this. We just have to check it out in the office first before we do this, and people have done great at it. I just call it an over 40 type of LASIK, and it works great.
You mentioned you'll do an examination to see if somebody is right for it. Is there a cost for that?
No. So we do the exams free for a LASIK consultation. It's not a general eye exam where you immediately get dilated, but we're trying to make sure you're a good candidate because not everyone is a good candidate. You don't want people who have medical issues or have trouble healing for various autoimmune diseases. We have to be careful that we continue to do well for the people that we're operating on. So an exam is necessary, and I also like to make sure that we're all on the same wavelength about what we're trying to achieve for these procedures. And so we can demonstrate in the office what your vision will be like to make sure we all agree that that this new blended vision, the over 40 LASIK, is really something that you'll appreciate and works well for you. So we can simulate it in the office before and make sure that you like it.
Dr. Mark Whitten, that's really, really great information for people that have reading glasses and lose them and sit on them all the time, like myself.
All the time.
Like myself. What's the best way to go about scheduling a consultation?
You can go to the website, whittenlasereye.com. All the information is there, and the phone numbers are there, and that's the best way to probably do it. And you can call up and get an appointment.
Great information. Dr. Mark Whitten at Whitten Laser Eye. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Have a great day.
7:30 News is coming up next with Heather Curtis, and then we are back. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we'll be talking with Gordon Chang and get Gordon's read on the very latest in the North Korea talks. That's next on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. No word yet on what exactly it will be, but President Donald Trump says he'll make a major announcement this afternoon on the government shutdown and the southern border. Democrats proposing spending hundreds of millions of dollars for new immigration judges and improvements to ports of entry from Mexico, but not a wall. You can hear the president's announcement live right here on WMAL starting at 3 o'clock. When calls to the Capital Area Food Bank's hunger hotline started increasing during the shutdown, the food bank decided to take action. Last weekend, they set up pop-up food markets outside Giant and Safeway grocery stores to give free food to furloughed feds and contractors. Food Bank President Radha Mathias says they're doing it again today.
Family size and things like that, but our goal is to be able to have, you know, provide them with enough food to last them for, you know, probably about 2 or 3 days.
Bags of food will be handed out from 9 to 11 a.m.
It depends on.
It may be pretty messy out there today with a wintry mix on the way. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt says the immediate D.C. metro area could see snow, sleet, and freezing rain. A winter weather advisory goes into effect this morning in Howard, Montgomery, Loudoun, and northern Fauquier counties.
It looks like for the most part we're going to see snow and sleet at the onset here this morning, probably around 10 a.m., 10, 11 o'clock this morning, maybe even carrying into the first hour or two of the afternoon. We may see accumulations of 1, maybe up to 2 inches of snow and sleet combined.
The worst weather in Frederick County, Maryland, where a winter storm warning goes into effect at 10. In sports, the Caps lose to the Islanders in a 2-0 shutout. Up next, traffic and weather.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there can be costs to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago, the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Good Feet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Good Feet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Good Feet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
It's 7:33, WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of street closures to be aware of due to the Women's March happening today. The 1300 block of Pennsylvania Avenue in Northwest and the 1400 block of Pennsylvania Avenue, they are closed because of the Women's March. There'll be other street closures, all in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Only other problem right now on the roadways to report is a road closure due to an accident. Devlin Road closed at University Boulevard due to accident investigation activity. No other issues or problems to report. Capitol Beltway 270 and Georgia Avenue looking good at this time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today in D.C., a chance of rain, snow, and sleet this afternoon. Cloudy, a high near 36. Tonight, rain, a high temperature of 43. Right now, 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor. 2018 is in the books, right? Which means that turkey neck and double chin are not getting better by just ignoring them. Unfortunately, they're actually getting worse. So if you missed out on Genucel's outrageous Christmas sale, today is your lucky day because now the brand new Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free when you order the Genucel for under eye bags and puffiness. Also, there are 3 free gifts that you'll get for the next 2 weeks only. The Genucel immediate effects for results in less than 12 hours. The Genucel XV, our most advanced collagen builder anti-wrinkle treatment. And Chamonix will even throw in the Genucel eyelid treatment. That's 3 free gifts, but you got to hurry. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Call in the next 20 minutes, and you'll also get free express shipping. Call or click now. Hurry. Free gifts for a limited time while supplies last. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me to be on.
All right, Tony, the bombshells were being dropped all over Washington yesterday. I've just got a sample of this. And the first two bombshells are from John Dickerson and Paula Reed on CBS, and they came within 60 seconds of each other on the CBS Morning News.
The new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is vowing to investigate a bombshell new report about the president.
A bombshell new report from BuzzFeed News.
All right, so the BuzzFeed bombshell putting a legal focus on Trump's kids and the Trump organization they ran.
Another night, another bombshell.
Democrats vowing to investigate the bombshell report that President Trump told his fixer to lie under oath.
All right. Well, another bombshell came after that, and that's when the special counsel's office issued a statement that said the BuzzFeed report was not accurate. And quoting Peter Carr from special counsel Robert Mueller's office, BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. That after the BuzzFeed headline, President Trump directed his attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about the Moscow Tower project. What is so striking is that a statement came out of the special counsel's office, and that is a rarity, Tony.
Well, that's exactly the point. I think that's part of what we have to understand is that BuzzFeed, first off, was the source of the Steele dossier. And obviously that's still, to this day, very, very clearly to those who have read it and understand the background, was opposition research, which was relabeled as a legitimate FBI document. So consider the source. Secondly, the fact that you had to have the special counsel's office, which rarely says boo to anybody, come out and make a very direct statement saying this is inaccurate. So I think those two things alone needed to really make people take a pause. And BuzzFeed, while well, they're sticking by it, you know, I would not stick by this in any way by the fact that between you and me, you know, we talked about this before, a secret like that would have never been hidden away this long. Something like that would have been looked at. And right now, for example, there had been second and third sources coming out to confirm it, and there's been none of that. So I consider this very sophisticated deception information. And even CNN has had to walk back some of their more obtuse initial comments on it. And many, you know, Jeffrey Toobin even commented how this makes they're jumping on the bandwagon, makes them look like a bunch of leftists who are willing to lie to get the president. And I think Toobin is correct. The people are more aspirational than they are accurate regarding what's going on. So is there something in there that may help hurt the president politically regarding Cohen? I don't doubt it. But I just don't see it as being anything that's going to be beyond normal politics of what every politician attempts to do to get elected.
What was so striking, Tony, was that all of the major news outlets ran with it as the first 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, the first 4 or 5 minutes of the news in the morning, and then again in the evening, that was the lead story. And everybody throughout the day, impeachment, that was the key word of the day right after bombshell, and the two words, if true. Everybody's like, if true, impeachment and the smoking gun. Everybody was salivating over this thing yesterday.
I think about how many times I've heard over the past year of the quote-unquote smoking gun. And again, it reflects the fact that the mainstream media has aspirations. They don't report on facts. They have basically aspirational reporting. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, if all of a sudden, if there was a rumor that Hillary Clinton was pregnant, would they be running with that as a headline? I mean, come on. Things like this are taken by, again, people who are supposed to be serious news journalists completely on the face of it without any second and third source vetting and verification. So, It just speaks to the environment we're in, and it is a very dangerous environment because I think, I believe most Americans are figuring out what's going on. Just having that sort of thing come out continuously both decreases the credibility of the mainstream media and increases the likelihood that someone's going to take something out of context and maybe even act on it. It's a very dangerous way that they're doing this.
Tragic story out of Syria this week. Right. The ISIS claiming the responsibility for the attack, killing 4 Americans. What does that mean for the troop withdrawal? Will there be a reassessment by the president and or the Pentagon?
No, this is exactly why he's pulling them out. This situation and the team that was attacked is very similar to the teams I ran in Kabul back in the early 2000s. It was a hybrid team of intelligence operations professionals and special operations support folks, just from the configuration and the people they announced who passed. So, Rick, they should not have been sitting in a cafe in the middle of a war zone. That's just, to me, looking for trouble. And this is exactly the complacence that we want to avoid having happen. Syria is not a safe place. It's a war zone, and Americans there are a target. So what they were doing, what this team can do and should do, can be done from a third location. You go in, you do your job, you specifically conduct the intelligence collection operations or special operations you need to. You perform that function, you complete it, and you get out. There's safe havens, there's better, more safe locations to run operations from. So the president's instincts on this, I believe, are completely correct, and that's why we're not going to be hanging out there. Inevitably, the moment we have U.S. boots on the ground, those U.S. boots become an instant target. And so, again, there's safe havens, there's bases that we've been operating out of very effectively. We can still conduct operations in Syria to be getting ISIS and other targets. And so we are on the right track. Unfortunately, these 4 folks were unfortunately victims of what we knew would happen if we stay there.
In Kenya, an American among 21 dead, an attack. Yeah. Al-Shabaab behind that attack. Where is Al-Shabaab on our radar screen? Do we make an effort to go after Al-Shabaab, or is that out of our jurisdiction in a place like Kenya?
One of the targets we've been very much targeting Al-Shabaab. We've been doing a lot in Somalia, which is essentially the location from which they've been planning and organizing their operations. We've done raids against them. It's very much one of the targets which we're after because they too have aligned with ISIS and the ISIS objectives. So it is something that we work with the British on. As you probably saw in the photos, there was a British Special Air Service, the equivalent of our Delta Force guys, who were there on the ground. There's a collective effort to go after these guys. Unfortunately, Somalia is not exactly a civilized country that has a lot of infrastructure. Since it's a failed nation, we have a hard time getting in there to figure out who the good guys and bad guys are. But this is on our radar, and I think you'll probably see within the next 6 months some sort of an overt response to what happened there in Kenya.
All right. The Democrats are always accusing the president of stoking fear. Yeah. But the Democrats this week have been stoking something over the State of the Union address, security, airport security, and Super Bowl security. Are they simply stoking fear, or is there a problem?
I think, look, every time that you see these folks talk, I always consider they're projecting their own insecurities on everybody else. And fundamentally, this is a battle about security. What the president's asked for is sufficient funding to complete a physical barrier between Mexico and the United States. It's about keeping people out who would mean to do us harm or conduct criminal activities. The air system, the civil air system, I think, is as safe as it's ever been within the understood threats we currently have. The other thing about her travel, Nancy Pelosi could reconfigure her travel and go commercial with no problem. And the State of the Union is laughable. I mean, Rick, you and I have been down to Capitol Hill and that environment. That place is heavily patrolled. The Secret Service would be there for any State of the Union. So this is all politics being played out. And it's being played out on the backs of the individuals who actually do an amazing job of keeping the senior officials safe. So I have no words that I could even say anything right now regarding Nancy Pelosi's duplicity and using this as a tool against the president. This is, you know, you see the Democrat politicians performing a very similar function as the left-wing media. It's all about trying to score political points on the backs of individuals or organizations which are trying to protect the American people, and that's what I see here.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, the acting president at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
President Trump tweeting yesterday afternoon he will make a major announcement this afternoon at 3 o'clock concerning the ongoing government shutdown. WMAL will carry it live at 3 this afternoon. 7:46, Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
Couple of accidents to watch out for in Prince William County. Devlin Road remains closed at Wellington Road due to a serious accident, and York Road and Summerlin Road, there are some lane blockages there. That right off the Prince William Parkway. In the district, some streets are closed for the Women's March that's coming up. The 1300 block and 1400 block of Pennsylvania Avenue is closed at this time, and also East Street is closed between 14th Street and 12th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For the Washington area, afternoon rain with a high of 39 for tomorrow. Morning showers. It gets windy and very cold by tomorrow night. 49 for the high on Sunday, but Sunday, overnight lows will be 11 degrees. Partly cloudy Monday, high only to 22. Warms up on Tuesday in the sunshine with a high of 33. Rain back in the picture Wednesday with a high of 49. Right now, 36 in Washington, 7:47. Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Major developments in talks with North Korea and what happens next. Gordon Chang joins us, and of course, he is the author of Nuclear Showdown and contributor at the Daily Beast. Good morning, Gordon. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
The North Korean representative visiting Washington, Kim Yong Choi, meeting with the Secretary of State in the morning, meeting with the President in the afternoon, and the announcement of another summit coming up in February. Gordon, obviously you have been following this very closely. Do you see this as a breakthrough, or is this just a continuation of the stall tactics?
I believe this is a continuation of the stall tactics. I can see why Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler, wants to have a second summit with President Trump, but I can't see why we want one. Because after the first summit, June 12th of last year in Singapore, the North Koreans have continued to upgrade their missile facilities, continued to work on their nuke facilities, they've been increasing their production of fissile material, and they've made very few concessions. So Kim has had a good several months, and we haven't.
One of the questions that's been floating around is the notion of the definition. In other words, North Korea's definition of denuclearization is quite a bit different than the United States' definition and the expectations of either side.
Definitely. Our definition is that North Korea gives up its ballistic missiles and its nuclear weapons. North Korea's definition is that, yes, they'll consider that, but also that the United States needs to withdraw its nuclear weapons from the area and maybe even give up all of its nukes. So there is a big gap between the way the North Koreans see this and the way that we do.
What about the economy in North Korea? I mean, do we not have leverage because of the weakness of their economy and the state of their people?
We have enormous leverage if we care to use it. President Trump, May of last year, cut the revenues of the Kim regime from foreign sources by about half. But since that time, although they say that we've continued our maximum pressure campaign, we have not vigorously enforced those sanctions. And as a result, Russians, Chinese, South Koreans, North Koreans have been violating the sanctions, sometimes openly, and we've been doing very little about it. So Kim Jong-un sees very little reason, I think, to actually come to terms with the United States and to negotiate with us in good faith, because although he's not getting as much money as he wants, he's getting enough. And really, this is up to President Trump. We have the leverage to further cut Kim's revenue. And if Kim doesn't have money, he can't launch missiles, he can't detonate nukes, and he can't engage in gift politics, which is the giving of luxury items to senior regime elements to either buy or retain their loyalty.
One of the considerations also is Kim Jong-un's relationship with his neighbors. Of course, he's visited China. He's gotten a lot closer to Moon Jae-in in South Korea. What does that mean for our position as he has improved relationships with those two countries?
Well, as we've seen Kim improve relations with Beijing and Seoul, our bargaining position has weakened. So, for instance, Kim has been trying to drive a wedge between Seoul and Washington. Now, they've been trying to do that for 7 decades, but they've made a lot of progress recently for a couple of reasons. One of them is because we have not vigorously opposed Kim, but also because Moon Jae-in, the South Korean, deeply anti-American. He's pro-North Korean. And so, given the opportunity, he's been able to create a lot of mischief. I think it's time for President Trump to actually start to work on South Korea, to put Moon Jae-in back in the box. President Trump had a very successful policy in 2017 in preventing Moon from doing what he wanted to do. Last year, Moon was able to escape, and he's been able to do damage to the relationship with the United States.
So what path would you recommend we take moving forward?
I think the most important thing for the United States is to go back to the policies that made us successful through May of last year, and that is maximum pressure. If we were able to do that, which I'm sure that we can, then we can force the Kim regime to come to a decision that they're either going to keep their nukes or Kim is going to keep his power, but he's going to realize he's not going to be able to keep both. And to do this, we have to not only apply pressure against the North Koreans, but also against the Chinese. So, for instance, these big Chinese banks have continued to launder money for North Korea. That's in violation of U.S. federal law. We can cut those big Chinese banks off from the global banking system. That's a death sentence. Beijing would have no choice, especially as their economy is fragile now. Beijing would have no choice but to do what we want. But, you know, President Trump has got to make the decision to actually apply pressure to China. And he's been unwilling to do that for the most part, at least for the last 7 or 8 months.
Reports out on Friday that as a result of the trade or tariff talks that took place between Beijing and Washington in January, China has offered to go on a 6-year buying spree to ramp up imports from the U.S. Number one, would that really make a difference? And number two, can we really believe that they would?
It certainly would make a difference if the Chinese were to buy more American products, because that would reduce the bilateral trade deficit that we run. But this is not a good thing for us, because the reason that we have this trade friction with the Chinese right now is that we've imposed tariffs as a remedy for the theft of U.S. intellectual property. China steals hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. IP each year. And this is not going to, you know, they're buying farm products, soybeans, whatever, is not going to solve this critical issue. We increasingly have an economy which is based on innovation. If we cannot commercialize our innovation, we don't have an economy of the future. So I'm not happy with selling products like a third world country would if we're not going to protect our IP. And so we should not fall for this plan.
Where would you put the relationship between the U.S. and China today versus where it was when President Trump came into office? It seemed as though they were making some progress, but then there have been these little sort of military back and forths. And where do you see it today?
Our policy with China is more resolute today, and that's a good thing. You know, we've got to understand that the Chinese are posing a challenge not only on trade or not only on South China Sea, but across the board. And so we have to come to some pretty unpleasant conclusions that we are in a competition with China, which is existential. We don't want to think that, but nonetheless, that's the way the Chinese see it. That's the way they talk about it. We have heard so many Chinese military officers talk with glee in public about killing Americans. We have to understand that this is a threat that goes to the core of the existence of our society.
Gordon Chang, and of course you can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang or on his website at GordonChang.com. Gordon, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rick.
7:55 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and during this busy season, a good night's sleep gives you the energy to enjoy time with family and friends. But if you or a loved one struggle with sleep apnea, the terrible sounds that come along with it, like snoring and leaking air, may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution right here in the Washington, D.C. area called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart from the Point of View Home Shows, heard right here on WMAL. For the past 30 years, I've been helping individuals just like you sell their homes. Because of my experience, I've put together a guide that will teach you the basics like market timing and what home renovations give you the highest return. This market-ready guide sells for $19.99, but if you're one of the first 20 callers, I'll give you one for free. Pick up your phone now. Call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You may have heard that Online Trading Academy is offering a free 3-hour investing class to help you kick the new year off right. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't have time for that. Well, let's see. What else can you do in 3 hours? You could clean your closet, you could play a round of golf, or you could attend one of their free classes where you can learn how to earn income in the market and achieve a life of financial freedom. In this free class, Online Trading Academy will show you how to generate income by identifying low-risk, high-reward opportunities. They'll even show you how to avoid making the two most common mistakes that investors make all the time. Don't miss out on 3 hours that can change everything. It's a new year, and you owe it to yourself to get this right. Call 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at otaclass.com. Call now and they will send you home with a free investor kit just for attending. It's 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-TRADE, or otaclass.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start at making life less stressful, starting with parking. This year, don't park. Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options, then let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code SAVE. That's promo code SAVE. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. President Trump addresses the nation this afternoon on the ongoing government shutdown. We'll carry it live. Heather Curtis has more coming up next on WMAL. Garden Sense follows the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.